Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
I think it's important to mention to everyone, I should mention it before in the meeting. In this period, last year, we were producing 12 nacelles a week. Like that one, we are doing 12. And nowadays, we are producing 21 nacelles a week. So in less than a year, we reorganized all the layout to be able to fulfill the needs. And if some of you guys already visited here, for sure you saw the difference, how we are changing layout.
You know, one of the things that I love about Blue Wind, and this is the tour that we got yesterday, Blue Wind, they make the nacelles, the shells for the turbine, the heads of the windmills that GE Vernova then puts the guts inside of over at their plant off of Scenic. Blue Wind and also Jupiter Bach are the two companies that provide the shells, their composite material. Kind of explain all this in a second. By the way, that's the voice you heard there is Carlos Sonori. He's the director of operations at Blue Wind. One of the things I love about this company, a bunch of Brazilians came here and started this company. You know how many businesses get started by people who come to America for the opportunity to build a business? And honestly, do America better than many Americans do it? And I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm a radio guy. You know, I talk on the radio. I'm an employee. I'm a W-2 wage earner. I don't have a company. I respect. I admire. I think it's amazing the stuff that people do when they get an idea. And many times I've had, this would make a good idea for a company. I'm not willing to go through all that. And I don't know if it'll work and all the risk and everything. But because people have a vision, they put something together and they try it. Now, 6 years later, we've got this company that employs 202 people and produces a key component for essentially 2.5% of the electrical grid in the United States right here in Pensacola. And the other 2.5% is Jupiter Bach, about half of all the windmills, you know, 10% of the grid. Like, that's what GE Vernova produces. Like, that's amazing. And he was just talking there about, you know, so when you hear his accent, first reaction, and that's mine too, is, oh, man, I wish he could speak a little bit more clearly. And then I'm like, no, I kind of like the message of the accent. I kind of like the message of listening to their CEO, you know, talk in his very thick Brazilian accent about, you know, what they do and having, you know, just, I don't know. I think that's really cool. So they, last year, they were producing 12 a week. Now they're up to 21 a week. Just by reorganizing their facility and trying to make better use of the space and come up with, you know, basically enhancements and innovations to make it better. Because the demand from the Vernova plant is, give us more now. Like, you can't make them fast enough, basically.
Our plan is to be able to produce 45 per week.
Wow.
It's based on GE numbers, at least.
Right.
They have a line prepared for 75 nacelles a week. And we want to do more and more. I mean, not just for GE.
We're at 21. You know, Jupiter Bach, the other company, they make a couple dozen a week. I don't know what their numbers, but I'm guessing it's comparable, okay? And he's like, we'd like to get to 45. Of course, GE is like, we can make 75 of them if you can just supply us with the pieces.
And some of the milestone, and some of you were here when we did nacelle 1,000, 1,100, 2,000, and we are really close to 3,000 in a few days.
2,800 is where they're at, a little more than 2,800 that they have produced, which is amazing in 6 years. And by the way, came here to start a company in 2019, and then COVID. Dude, you know, again, starting a company and being entrepreneurial, and there's risk involved. Now, one of the things, John, you were asking me, somebody had called and asked a question.
Yes.
If we're making all these windmills and we're producing all this cheap energy, it's renewable. And there are still, of course, elements of it that depend on the petroleum industry. And I mean, you know, there's this very famous scene from Landman with, what is his name?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. Where he talks about all the ways in which petroleum is still essential to everything that windmills do, from the trucking, the shipping, the oiling, all of that. Okay, fine, sure, no problem. It's less green than maybe you would think, but it's still much greener than other things, okay?
But why are our rates still going up is what he wanted to
right.
know.
Right, good question. Mm-hmm. Why is it that if we're producing all of this cheap energy, and wind is the cheapest of all the energy out there, why is it that, you know, the prices of energy aren't going down? Well, okay, from an economics perspective, let's do a little pop quiz. If the supply of a thing is constantly going up, then you would expect the price of the thing to
go down.
Unless, what's the other variable that could make the price either stay the same or actually go up would be if
more demand.
Demand is outstripping supply. Well, what do we have in the United States of America? Massive demand for energy. Enormous. Largely from server farms and AI. And that is growing and growing. I mean, you know, yeah, you're using ChatGPT to help you write a paper for 10th grade English. Don't, but you are.
Right.
Okay. Where does that come from? The magic AI fairy in Nevada. Well, the magic AI fairy in Nevada uses a bleep ton of energy.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Oh, and you like cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrency. Oh. I mean... crypto mining is massively energy intensive.
Yes.
Massively. Which is kind of funny because, you know, crypto isn't always people on the left, but, you know, people on the left who tend to be more eco-oriented and they're all celebrating crypto and yet AI, I guess. I don't know. But certainly crypto. And yet crypto is massively bad for the environment just from a energy consumption perspective. Okay, so over the course of the next 5 years or so, we are going to be a shortfall. We're going to be a 12%, according to this, they talked about this yesterday, that, you know, it's going to be a shortfall by 2030 of about 12%. And, you know, there's not enough gas, solar, nuclear, if you can get permits, takes about 10 years. I was corrected, not 30 years, 10 years, last time we built one. Coal, there's not enough of anything else to produce it. We're still going to be short, but we're going to be less short than we would otherwise be. And so the answer is, why does the price keep going up? Because the demand keeps going up. And, you know, you and your 30 devices on your home Wi-Fi, count them. Count your phone, count your laptop, count your DVR, count your, you know, smart refrigerator and your Ring and your, you know, count them. You and your kids and the video games and the streaming on Netflix. I mean, you put all this technology together and you have a lot of need for energy. And it's not getting smaller. So we're building energy sources as fast as we can. Literally, as fast as we can in Pensacola, and yet the demand is outstripping that. So that's why the prices aren't going down. At least, I mean, that's my interpretation. I mean, if somebody's an energy expert and they want to text me I'm wrong, fine, I'll take the correction, but that's my answer. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are back to flowing smoothly. If you're on Highway 29 northbound approaching East Burgess Road, I'm starting to see some delays there, but we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Oh, but before I get back to this, because there's some really cool stuff I haven't told you yet that's, really interesting about this company. I do want to solve a mystery for you.
Okay.
We now know the name of the Eddie Van Halen song.
Mystery solved.
That Marty McFly plays for his dad, pretending to be Darth Vader, the atomic punk from the future. And, you know, no, it's not Eruption. No, it's not atomic punk. It's actually Out the Window. It's an untitled track that was not released as Van Halen, even though Eddie did it. Somebody texted me, said because none of the other members of the band wanted to participate in the project, which I don't understand, but that's what it is. So now you know.
That's awesome.
You can find it on YouTube. Out the window if you want to look. Okay, back to GE. Not GE, but Blue Wind. Okay, there's a whole other slice of this that we haven't mentioned yet that I think is amazing. So they're wanting to expand. They're wanting to do more nacelles. GE is sucking up everything they can build. They're giving it to GE to turn into, you know, the machine heads for the windmills. But they're also working on other things because there are other uses for this composite. And the composite is... fiberglass and resin and some other minor materials, but, you know, that they basically form on a form, cure it, and then make the shells. Okay, that's what they do. It's a long process. It's very cool. I'll have a video for you. You can watch if you want to see how it's done. I'll post that a little bit later today. But there are other things you can make with composite, the technology that they are using, and the variety of products that they can produce is just about limitless, because composite can be turned into almost anything. We're using composite in airplane manufacturing. We're using composite in construction. We're using composite. We've been using composite for a long time, and other things like even cars. And the technology and the ability to do it more cheaply has dramatically changed over the last 10 years, has decreased in price and increased in efficiency, as happens anytime. And, you know, new technology is not great. Like the original cell phone was, you know, clunky, big, ugly, expensive. And now everybody has one in their pocket that you couldn't have dreamed of 30 years ago, but now it's just the reality. That's where composite technology is at.
Secondly, on the infrastructure portion on this building, this is down in Sao Paulo, but we made the facades. And if you think about the building that collapsed in Miami, so you're greatly reducing the weight and the structural and improving the structural integrity. So architects are beginning to incorporate composites into their designs.
If the outside of the building is made with very, very light composite, as opposed to very, very heavy, ordinary building materials, guess what? The weight of the building is less and its structural integrity is higher. Especially if it's a composite that does something to benefit as the skin of the building, the structural integrity, and hold it together, okay? But not just the exterior of the building, which is easy to imagine. I mean, if you can make a nacelle for a machine head for windmill, certainly you can make the exterior of a building. By the way, this building in Sao Paulo is designed by Pininfarina, the Italian Ferrari designer. Like, that's the kind of, it just interesting side note. But it's not just the outside, it's the guts.
So composite technology has advanced so much in the last 10 to 20 years that now we can make rebar and all kinds of things out of it. There's a ton of applications out there that we are going to be moving into here in Pensacola.
So I was on this tour yesterday at Blue Wind here in Pensacola, and as any of the 20 or so people that were in the room can attest to, I was like, what you mean rebar? Must have asked three times. What do you mean you make rebar out of fiberglass and resin? We can make rebar out of fiberglass and resin. Rebar, the steel rods that are the basis of making bridges. Rebar that you make buildings and concrete. Rebar that goes in the middle to provide the structure, then they pour the concrete. Rebar? Yeah, rebar.
So when you look for the engineer for the density of the material, the steel is 7.88 grams per centimeters, yes. Composite is 1.6.
8 or so grams per centimeter for rebar, for steel rebar, 1.6 for composite. It's a fifth the weight. Which, by the way, means it's cheaper to ship, right? But also, it doesn't corrode. And so you're literally talking about putting sticks of composite rods of composite resin fiberglass inside a structure and then pouring concrete around it and making a building whose internal guts are no longer iron but are instead this composite material. Oh, that, by the way, they're working on developing here in Pensacola. Like, for, you know, construction applications. For, you know, I don't know, the whole world.
It's light. So we can create a lot of products. And it's strong. It's very strong because we can put a lot of layers. You see in the factory. If you put more layers in fiberglass, we have more strong. So, and the density is very good. So it's a very good opportunity. Rebar is one opportunity. Very good opportunity.
So, just... When I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know, and about the potential for what can be done with this in the future. Again, out of this, you know, little old company formed 6 years ago in Pensacola by some Brazilians who came here to fill a need for GE Vernova to build shells for machine rotors for windmills. And, I mean, I don't know, but they might eventually wind up building the key component that you use in bridges and highways and overpasses and buildings all around the world. I mean, I don't, maybe. John? Mind blown.
Mind blown is right.
And, you know, they at this facility, they a third of their workers or 200 workers are, you know, ex-cons and people with records, because they had a struggle finding workers during COVID, and they thought, well, we can A, serve a need because these people need jobs, and B, if they can make a thing, they can make a thing. That's fine. We'll hire them. And so their Second Chances program is about, you know, a third of their workforce is including one of their shift managers who did 19 years. I don't know what for, but, you know, I mean, whatever. So, oh, did somebody send you a picture of a composite rebar?
Yes. My fiance works for rebar.
Oh, okay.
So she sent me the picture. Yeah.
So she's like, third person attestation that this is for real.
Yeah, that's actually for real.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there thinking, well, can you flex it after you know all the questions I have?
Oh, but, I know you have a question.
Because I'm like, but rebar, sir, rebar. Anyway, sorry, I don't.
She said it's better for this area. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and I mean because of the salt
right.
air. Look at your corrosion that's on like the Bob Sykes Bridge or on the the bridge to Perdido Key or. I mean, you know, anything that's exposed to the air, right? Look at condos. And, you know, when my son was working here, he was working for a company that does condo certifications for storm resilience. And so they have to look at things like corrosion.
No, it's not flexible.
It's not. I figure it's
yeah.
not.
Yeah, no, it's not.
They can't bend it afterwards. Like
exactly.
You can, but they can form it in shape and it can be strong.
Right.
And it doesn't need to flex a lot when it's inside the concrete. Just FYI. It's
yeah. No, not at all.
But it's kind of funny because like concrete itself, like building concrete like a bridge, like 3 mile bridge, you know, it's got rebar inside the concrete. That is a kind of composite, right? It's steel reinforced concrete. That's a composite of sorts, right? I mean, it's a mixture of things that together are actually stronger than either one of them would be individually. And if you can reduce the weight because it's composite instead of iron, now the weight of the bridge is less, which means that you can build the bridge more inexpensively because you don't have to support as much weight because the bridge itself doesn't weigh as. I mean, there's all.
Like, and it'll last longer.
Right. It'll last longer. It won't corrode. I mean, all of this right. stuff. And, you know, little old company, you know, here in Pensacola is doing this. Anyway, mind blown for me anyway. John Pickens has got traffic on the five. John?
That's right. If you're on 87 right now at Welcome Church Road over in Milton, we've got a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock. That just happened. First responders are on their way to the scene. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are looking good right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are God's creation, and marvelous are His works. You bear the stamp known as the Imago Dei, as you are made in the image of God. So there's no sense in worrying about how tall or short you are. There's no sense in comparing your looks to the looks of someone else. God made you just as you are. The Bible says He covered you in your mother's womb. He formed you in her belly. Psalm 139:17 says that you are in God's thoughts. I'm telling you, He loves you very much. The exact way He made you provides you unique opportunities to live for His glory. So praise Him for His marvelous works.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Kick back with your family and friends at the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for another Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Bring blankets and chairs for the movie Shrek, beginning at sunset. Plan to enjoy the Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey. Pick local and fresh produce, along with unique products, every Saturday from 8 till noon at Highway 87 and Segura Corner. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
We better get back, because it'll be dark soon, and they mostly come at night. Mostly.
Oh my god. You know how sometimes people can put together all the wrong pieces of information and come up with something funny?
Oh no.
We
got
the funniest text. We're getting so many texts in from people who know all about rebar and construction and concrete and the value of it.
Right.
The ceramic, the composite rebar that they're doing now. Because that's what we've been talking about with Blue Wind Technologies. And John was telling me how his fiance works in this field, and she's texting him a picture of the composite rebar. It's a real thing. And somebody texted in and says, is your fiance a felon serial killer?
No. No, I did background check.
No, but she doesn't work at Blue Wind.
No.
She works in the industry, but you've got to put pieces of all this story together in a funny way. That's funny. David Wayne, you got a news story for us, David?
Sure do. A Texas senator wants the FBI to help arrest the Democrats that fled the state to keep Republicans from the vote the other day. Some 50 lawmakers left the state in an effort to stop the redistricting vote that would have given Republicans 5 seats in Congress.
Yeah, in the safe haven of Illinois, where none of the districts are gerrymandered at all, not even a little bit, 100% they are.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, visiting Moscow today, meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, hoping to strike a deal to end his war in Ukraine.
Russian officials claim that they're skeptical that new U.S. sanctions will have an impact. President Trump has floated 2 kinds of consequences: new sanctions on Russian imports to the U.S. and secondary tariffs, meaning tariffs on countries importing Russian energy.
Fox's Alex Hogan in London. First, it was alligator Alcatraz in South Florida. Now the next migrant detention center will be set up in Indiana, dubbed the Speedway Slammer.
That's what this facility is in Indiana, and we're so grateful for the partnership that we're building with governors. We've got several of these facilities that'll come online soon, and it really is meeting a need that our country has to clean up our streets.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem earlier on Fox and Friends, and McDonald's sales rising in the second quarter. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 75 right now. It's partly cloudy, a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. We've got our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few moments. An investigation continuing in Santa Rosa County after the arrest of a recent Gulf Breeze High graduate on child porn charges. Officials said 18-year-old Matthew McChesney was trading child sex abuse material in online chat rooms. He was charged with 20 counts of possession and 3 counts of trading the material, but Sheriff Bob Johnson says no matter how many arrests are made, it's impossible to stop completely.
It's just there are so many millions and millions of images out there, and they're being traded, downloaded, sold, and it's horrific. And it's, we try to do as much as we can, but if we focused 100 officers on that a day, we could make, I don't know how many arrests, but they could do that for a living all year long and just arrest people. That's how bad it is.
And Johnson said he could have 100 investigators working nothing but those cases, and they'd never run out of work. In McChesney's case, he was arrested and is currently being held in the Santa Rosa County Jail. Channel 3 reported that he was shown on video at the school's graduation ceremony while under investigation, but the school district says they only recently learned of the allegations against him. Now, the Everglades alligator Alcatraz is being challenged in court again. The judge hearing a request for an injunction to stop all activity at the facility until an environmental impact study is done.
There's very clear federal law on the books that requires the government to look before it leaps to make sure that its activities don't cause more harm, and that was not complied with in this case.
Friends of the Everglades, Eve Samples, and she says she thinks more harm is done to the Everglades each week. She's concerned about light pollution, wetland damage, and threats to endangered species. The judge did deny a previous request for an immediate injunction. A Brevard County teacher involved in a controversy with a transgender student won't be returning to the district. Superintendent Dr. Mark Rendell said yesterday that Melissa Calhoun will have to serve her probation before he would consider rehiring her. Calhoun broke a state law when she referred to a transgender student by their preferred name instead of their birth name without parental consent. She was teaching at Satellite High School at the time. Her contract was not renewed. The state recently did allow her to keep her teaching license, but she was put on probation for a year. Senator Rick Scott calling for a change at the Federal Reserve. Scott said yesterday that Jerome Powell has fumbled America's trust and mismanaged the Fed. He says Powell's mismanagement created a cost of living crisis in the nation. Scott wrote on X that we need a new Fed chair who would foster an economy to fuel the American dream. It's 7:34, almost 7:35 now at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. We have an accident at the intersection of 12th and Bayou. Emergency vehicles are on the scene. Eastbound lanes are affected with that accident. And also on Highway 87, let's see here, at Welcome Church Road, you're going to see an accident with injuries and roadblock. The road is blocked there in both directions, so just be aware of that. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, you're going to see some minor delays, about a 7 to 9 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 70% chance of rain, high near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Thursday, 60% chance of rain, high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Going into Friday, 60% chance of rain with a high near 89 and a low near 74. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it's 75 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Your next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Billionaire Mark Cuban's drug company has partnered with Giant Eagle Pharmacies to make certain medications more affordable. The company buys drugs directly from manufacturers or makes them itself, cutting out the pharmacy benefit managers widely blamed for putting small pharmacies out of business. The Trump administration has hit Syria with the highest tariff rate of any country in the world, 41%. Just months prior, President Trump had announced the lifting of all U.S. sanctions on the war-torn country. Honda said that its operating profit in the June quarter fell about 50% year over year due to U.S. auto tariffs and a stronger yen. However, Japan's second biggest car maker said that the impact of the auto tariffs would be smaller than expected. The company raised its full year operating profit forecast to roughly $4.7 billion. This compares to its previous forecast of nearly $3.4 billion. Futures are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 61. The NASDAQ down 30. The S&P 500 also down 30. That's your money now.
Saturday, August 16th. Come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 plus acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or visit creeksidepreserveal.com. creeksidepreserveal.com.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janney King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janney King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Jannie King, the king of clean.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit FloridaBrightFutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay you. I see you on my radar, don't you act like you afraid of shh.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey.
No, we haven't changed DC's theme music.
I didn't even think twice about that. Oh, my goodness. I
haven't been able to connect with Mayor Reeves this morning, so I'm not quite sure why. I think he maybe canceled his press conference this week, so maybe we just got our wires crossed and he's on vacation and I didn't realize it. It's probably my fault. But in any case, if he calls in, we'll put him on the air, but, you know, I haven't been able to connect with him. I do have a story, though, that I'm actually really glad for the opportunity because this is, you know, this is a time in the show when we have a lot of people listening heading into the 8 o'clock work. And this is a question that I've had posed to me by a couple of people that I think is a very good question. You know, this story out of, I don't follow some of these things so carefully, so apologize. But out of Montana, this guy who shot up and killed four people at a bar. And then there's the manhunt that's on for him. And there's another manhunt on. They actually arrested the guy in Tennessee, right? So I don't know. The way my brain works and the stuff that I gravitate to isn't the same as what everybody else thinks is captivating, you know, all the time. Like me, I want to talk about, you know, how Milton discovered a crazy policy in their billing, you know, for their gas utility customers and how we make nacelles here in Pensacola. Mass murderers fleeing from justice in Tennessee don't really captivate me all that much. I know my brain is weird. But the slice of this story in Montana, now I guess the search is in its fifth or sixth day now, the slice of this story that did catch my attention is, and I'm going to read you the, this is the CBS/Associated Press version of the story. As the search for Michael Paul Brown, why is it always three names when they're a murderer? It's a weird thing. It really is a weird thing. As the search for Michael Paul Brown stretches into its fifth day, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed an executive order freeing up more resources for local law enforcement to aid the manhunt for the former U.S. soldier suspected of killing four people at a bar. Why former U.S. soldier? And no, seriously, why? What possible justification is there for including that as your key biographical fact? I'm not saying it's false. It's true. He was, a tour in Iraq, or he did a tour and he wound up, he was an armor crewman in the Army from 01 to 05. So right after 9/11, I guess, I'm assuming, based on that date. He deployed to Iraq in 04 to March of 05, and he was in the Montana National Guard from 06 to 09. Okay. So true, former soldier. So? Why is that relevant?
Well, because it's what we report.
Why? Is he a former volleyball player? Did he work as a waiter at the Olive Garden too?
Wait, hold on a second. This is starting to sound like you, bro.
Oh, wait.
Whoa.
Dang it. But I wasn't in the Army. Is he now or was he ever a Presbyterian? does he play video games? Does he like long strolls on the beach? Like what?
Crossword puzzles?
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, and that is me. You know, how many years did he work at Walmart? Best Buy, the local seed and feed in Montana. I mean, what difference does it make if he was for a couple of years in the military? Well, it's what we always report. Why? Why? See, news judgments are always promoting some view of the world. And reporting on somebody's military or non-military, you know what would be funny? You know what would be appropriate? If it suddenly occurs to me. I'll come back to my own diversion in a second. Sorry, I'm trying to stay on target. Decisions to report facts about somebody's biography or demographics are choices about what's relevant. Is he blonde? Is he left-handed? Is he tall? Is he short? Is he overweight? Does he have, you know, some chronic back condition? Those would all be things you could or could not report about him. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Exactly! What does that have to do with anything? Well, you know, he used a gun and he was trained how to use a gun. Okay. But you know, if you really wanted to be accurate, what you would say is Jim Bob Snell, wanted for shooting four people in South Carolina, Jim Bob Snell was never in the military at all. Because that would be the thing. If you're going to report on who's been in the military, then you should report on who's not in the military too, right? And by the way, by reporting who's not in the military, you're also then implying that there's a natural connection between, you know, say, military service and murder. That's the problem. You're implying that connection. You're implying that there's something relevant about that. Just like, by the way, when you say, well, four black people robbed a bank or four white people robbed a bank, you're implying something about the relevance, because you wouldn't say four brunettes unless you're just trying to identify them. Four redheads. Hey, stay away from my people. You know, that's the choice about what to report. It's lazy, sloppy, prejudicial journalism. Well, that's what everybody does.
Duh.
That's lazy, sloppy, prejudicial journalism. It's bigotry. Unless you can give, I mean, look, if somebody is a, maybe a retired officer, you know, they did their 20 or their 25, maybe it's relevant, maybe. But the habit, the habitual slandering of the military by treating that as the most important relevant biographical fact about felons or alleged felons, that's bad. John Pickens has traffic on the five. John?
Don't know how to follow that one up. Okay, so.
And on to other news.
On to other news. All right.
And just, you know, you have to ask for better.
Yeah, you do.
And you demand better. You know, demand better journalism. Demand better choices. Demand clearer worldviews and more logical narratives. And use your brain. You know, my mom's favorite question to me was, why don't you use the brain God gave you?
Whoa.
Oh, dang.
Whoa.
That's deep. She laid that on me thick, you know? So anyway, go ahead, John. And I appreciate it to this day.
All right. Still dealing with the accident that happened at the intersection of 12th and Bayou. The emergency vehicles are on the scene. Eastbound lanes are affected, but I'm starting to see some slowdowns in the north and southbound lanes right there at the intersection. So just be aware of that. Let's see here. I-10, minor slowdown on I-10 eastbound. Between, Highway 29, right around the Highway 29 exit going toward I-110. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Appreciate that. Hey, if you need to do a project in your home or you build things for a living or anywhere in between, I think of that as the full spectrum. Like people like me who just need to repair something and hopefully, fingers crossed, my wife never asked me to build anything inside our home. Because when I have to do repairs in buildings, there's... Well, let's just say the FCC would not approve of my conversation at those moments.
Yes, I would have to agree with you on that.
That's
one,
how this
Andrew.
Goes. I literally did something the other day that was like changing out a light fixture for my kids, completely unrelated. And I got all done, and my wife said, "Hey, no," and
oh, okay.
I said, "Hey, I didn't swear at all." My wife just looked at me with that look. She's like, you know, I can't really praise you for that, right? Okay. So the point is, you know, I'm not the person you come to for hardware advice, for fixing things, doing repairs. But I can tell you who you should go to is Pensacola Hardware. They are the folks who can help you. And that's true if you're just some, you know, high profanity potter like me, or if you really build things for a living and it's your bread and butter, is you're a construction professional. They are your supply house. Commercial construction, they can get it for you. And I mean, they have it for you. If it's a specified product, like it's something very special, they can order those and make that for you. But the point is, whatever you need, and they speak your language, they will understand your problems, they will understand the codes and that, you know, all of that. This is what they have been doing for 174 years. Crazy. The oldest business in the entire state of Florida, because they love helping people build, rebuild, remodel Pensacola Hardware right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thanks, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
You know, I thought you'd be bigger.
Several people are texting me, Andrew, your take on this whole Montana shooter thing, you're missing the obvious fact that this guy's John Rambo. Come on.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Oh, I know, you're making an 80s joke. It's all right. But yeah, I mean, that's you've been primed to think this way about, you know, gosh, anybody who served in the military, you know, they're so reckless and dangerous and they're just waiting to, you know, blow up and do terrible things. Stop. Anyway, let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. Somebody did text and say,
all loose cannons.
Yeah, all of you are loose cannons. Yeah, David.
Yeah, David.
What's going on? Somebody did make the point, like, well, okay, if he'd been trained in survival skills and evasion and had SEER training and, you know, as a woodsman and, you know, special forces and all that because of what he's doing right now. Okay, maybe, you know, but that'd be more of like a warning to the locals, right? Like, hey, beware. All right, sorry, go ahead. You doing okay, though, this morning?
Yeah, you feeling all right?
Well, I'm doing all right.
Not on the verge of snapping and letting your military out on all of us?
We can lock the door.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow today for talks with Vladimir Putin. Russian news agency Interfax says Witkoff is meeting with Putin at the Kremlin. The two will be discussing the war in Ukraine. Of course, President Trump has set a deadline of this Friday for ending the war. Texas Senator
Well, then it will be done.
Exactly.
Deadlines are always mad, right? A Texas senator wants the FBI to help arrest the Democrats that fled the state to keep Republicans from their redistricting vote this week. Some 50 lawmakers left the state to states such as Illinois this week.
you were listening to me talk about the congressional map earlier, and you're like, I can't even with a straight face, I can't think about this. It's so bad. Go listen to the 6:30 podcast. Is that when we did the John talked about the gerrymandering in Illinois?
Yes.
It's so outrageous. Or go look at a map. Just pull up the map. You know, congressional districts in Illinois. And when you stop laughing, then you can text me. Go ahead, David. Sorry.
And a private funeral was held yesterday for Hulk Hogan in Clearwater. He died, of course, late last month at age 71. Services were held in Largo, Florida. There were quite a few celebrities in attendance at that. including Ric Flair, who called it the most beautiful funeral he's ever seen.
All right, I'll take it. Thanks so much for that. 7:53 here on News Radio 92.3. If you need to have something repaired inside your home that's complicated, like, you know, the plumbing or the electrical or the heating or the air conditioning, Peden, they do all of that. It kind of because it all sort of generally hangs together in terms of if you're going to do one, you might as well do multiple of those things, and they have for more than 55 years all along the Gulf Coast. Good quality people doing good quality installation of good quality parts that they stand by 100% with their satisfaction guarantee. Everywhere from Tallahassee to Mobile and all points in between, Peden will take care of you. And this month, during the month of August, you can soak into savings and trade in your old water heater with Peden and get $500 off a new tanked water heater or $1,000 off a new tankless water heater. That's the kind that heats on demand. Call them or book online at Peden.com. So again, $1,000 off a new tankless water heater or $500 off a new tanked water heater. And, you know, hey, the only thing worse than not replacing your water heater is having one go bad on you and problems happen, right? So you just, you know. It's
cold showers.
No, cold showers, and it can be worse than that, too. So anyway, Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. All right, 7:54 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, earlier in the day, I shared with you some stuff from Milton that I thought was kind of interesting. I've got another little piece of sort of Milton news. And no, it's not going to be the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater. That's punishment for them being bad and acting like kindergartners. When something good happens, I want to let you know about it. I will in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with the accident that happened at Bayou and 12th Avenue, seeing delays both in the east and westbound on 12th Avenue and the northbound lane as you approach 12th Avenue on Bayou, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Milton, your home. Ed Spears at the recent, I still can't believe I'm watching the budget meetings in councils and commissions, and I don't know, why do I hate myself?
why would
I assign myself the additional and super painful act of watching these budget meetings? Well, you
but
know.
I'm proud of you, Andrew.
No,
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Anyway. If your wife won't say it, I will. I'm proud of you.
Okay. So in the budget meeting, don't ask me, Ed Spears, city manager, was talking about a new tool that they have because they have hired a GIS, which is Global Information Systems, GIS. It's the mapping people.
Oh, okay. Just say mapping people. It's much easier.
Okay.
Last year, you approved a new GIS tech in the planning department, and Ron Brown has been doing an amazing job. He's created a new interactive tool that we will soon activate on our website that will allow you to determine if you live in the city of Milton. That is the number one question we get. can you help me? And 8 out of 10 are not city residents.
Geographical information.
Whoa.
Systems.
Big word.
Apparently, I looked it up. Okay, so he says 8 of 10 people that call the city of Milton for help on something do not live in the city of Milton, which makes sense. People don't know where they live. That's true. But it also makes sense that if you're going to make, you're going to triage your services, you're going to do it towards, and also just knowing which houses do and don't. But now there's a GIS specialist so that they can easily click on and look, where does this person live? You give me the address, are they in the city or not? Seems obvious, but seems pretty useful as well to have that. Oh, but it gets better.
And it will also tell you who owns and maintains every street in the city, the vast majority of which are not ours. They're state roads or county roads. With one click, you'll see who owns it and the contact information for that organization. So that should help us better inform the public.
I know that may seem like a small thing, but that's brilliant. There's apparently an interactive map at the City of Milton website. It sounds like he didn't specifically say, but I'm guessing that's true. It must be true that you can just find your address. Dude, I live in the city. This is the street. Dude, oh, that's an FDOT road. Here's the number to call.
Interesting.
Because, you know, nobody knows.
Right.
The average person does not know whether that's a city road or a county road or a state road or a federal road. I mean, you usually know it's not federal roads, but still, you know. And so who to call? I had this come up. We were visiting my son up in South Carolina, and they had a storm. In the morning after the storm, I was out driving, and there was a tree down across one of the roads. And so I had to ask him. I said, do you live in the city or the county here? And I live in the county. I'm like, okay. So I called up. It's Greenville City, Greenville County, so it's easy. But still, I called the county, and I said, you know, hey, there's a tree down on one of your roads. You know, I just wanted to let you know, because this is what you do. You report stuff. And, you know, this poor lady, she said, oh, you know, thank you for calling, but that's not one of our roads. That's actually a state road. You need to call blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, can you do it for me?
Right.
You know, as like a public servant. And she said, I am so swamped right now, I can't do it, but here's the number. And I called them, and they had it taken care of. But the point is, I didn't know. I mean, I'm a visitor, but locals don't know either. And you don't know who to call. And if you're lucky to find a person, because, this is useful. You got a pothole in a road, who do you call? Not Ghostbusters, right? You call
Ghostbusters.
I knew you were thinking. I can see it on your face. 437-1620. You know, I say kid, but the guy who got bitten by the shark on his leg when he was out swimming out past the out of the pass.
Right.
Chance Armand. Channel 3 did an interview with him. Dude, I love this guy's attitude.
He bit me, and I was just more frustrated than anything. Honestly, out of the whole thing, I could say the worst part of it for me was losing my spear gun.
It looks a little rough right now, but the injury has not affected his ability or his desire to get back in the water.
Not at all. I'm hoping to be stitched. I got stitched up. I'm hoping the wound's closed in time for grouper season in September.
Oh, I love this guy.
That's awesome.
That's great. The worst part about being bit by a shark and having to go back to NAS Pensacola and get medical attention is, dropped my spear gun. Dang it.
Hey, grouper season.
Get me back and put me in, coach. It's grouper season. I love it. And the picture of him, you've probably seen it, is him doing the like hang 10 sign and with a smile on his face. Who gets bit by a shark and is smiling hang 10-ing? This guy.
Stream
he's great.
At News Radio.